greatest story ever told. Tonight we present Flight into Egypt, the fifth of five Christmas season dramas about the birth of that child who was to live the greatest life ever lived. The scene, the bustling city of Jerusalem, a city of secrets which the oppressed pass among themselves concerning the oppressor. But one bit of gossip passes freely this day among all the people and among their oppressors as well. And even now it has reached into the palace of cruel Herod, who stands looking down from his balcony.
Your Majesty sees something below in the streets?
Tell me what you said before.
About the people?
About those shepherds.
Oh, that. Well, these shepherds were heard to be going about Bethlehem speaking about a child, a miraculous child. Some said they were drunk, but others said they were inspired. Inspired in a holy way.
And the child? What about the child?
Well, the shepherds were saying that the child was born to become king of the Jews.
Ah!
Oh, surely you don't believe that any child born in Bethlehem of poor parents could ever grow to be king here.
It happened to David, didn't it? He was a poor shepherd, wasn't he? He became a king.
But those were other times, Herod. You can't allow yourself to be upset by every passing bit of gossip. Gossip runs rife at a time when great events are taking place. And this order to go and be counted for the Roman tax is such an event.
Be quiet, Asa.
Your Majesty is troubled.
Asa.
Yes, Majesty.
We must get to the bottom of this. I want spies sent to Bethlehem immediately. I want inquiries made. I want those shepherds brought here to me. I'll find out what all this talk about a king being born really means.
But, Majesty, your position is secure.
A king's position can never be secure. Do as I say. Dispatch men to Bethlehem at... Quickly. Open the door. It may be more news.
Yes, Majesty.
Well, come in. Come in. If you have word, come in.
Majesty, news. Important news.
Well?
Visiting dignitaries, and we've made no preparations to receive them.
Who comes visiting me? I'm expecting no one. What are you talking about? What are you trying to do?
Please, Majesty, I'm only telling you what happened.
Well, tell it all. Quickly.
Majesty, three men have come through the main gate of the city this morning. They're obviously important men, not mere travelers, but emissaries from another land. They're well-dressed, riding fine camels, and one camel is devoted to carrying fine gifts, beautifully wrapped.
Gifts, eh? For me, no doubt. They've come seeking a favor.
I don't think so.
What do you mean, you don't think so?
The way they talked. Our sentries followed them just to be sure.
Well?
The three men didn't come to the palace. They went among the people, asking one question.
And the question?
Majesty, I only quote them.
Speak up!
They asked, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?"
Majesty, please.
Take your hands off me, sir. I'm all right. Three men come seeking the king of the Jews.
There was more, Majesty.
More?
They said they'd seen his star in the east and came to worship him.
This must be gossip.
The captain of the guard heard it himself. Shall I bring him to you?
Yes, at once. Now wait.
Majesty?
Bring me the high priest of the temple first.
Yes, Majesty.
And as for the three men, I want them watched.
What is it this time, Herod? Another order that will be painful to the people?
You priests are always worrying. Well, this time I only want a little information about your religion, your folklore.
They are not the same.
Of course not. Badly phrased thought. About your religion, however. Is there any prophecy about a king being born? Special kind of king for the Jews?
There is a prophecy.
Yes?
My people have been promised the Messiah.
Messiah, eh? Tell me more.
It's nothing you'd like to hear.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
The coming of the Messiah portends a new era in this world. Things will change. Governments will change. Even kings can't stand against it.
This prophecy, does it say where this king will be born?
It could happen in only one place, in the town of Bethlehem, here in Judea. The prophecy says it must happen there.
Bethlehem. Tell me, priest, do you believe the prophecy?
Does it make any difference if I believe it?
That's no answer.
That's my answer.
It's insolence.
It's enough that you believe it, Herod.
I didn't say I did.
Then what is there to be so fearful about? Am I free to go now?
Get out. Get out!
Thank you, Majesty.
Hey, sir! Hey, sir!
Yes, Majesty. Well, did he tell you? Is there a prophecy?
Hey, sir, the three strangers, bring them here. Maybe I can learn something from them. Bring them to me.
But to seize three foreign dignitaries...
I don't care how you do it. Bring them here at once. Now, wait. Perhaps we can extract more from them by friendly means. We shall invite them to dine with me. That's it, Asa. The three strangers shall dine with me. And so you came from your native land to visit Judea?
May I correct your majesty? We came not from one land, but from three lands, each from a different place in the east.
Three lands? Oh.
It's what made us even stronger in our determination to follow the star to our destination.
Star? You follow a star?
That's what makes us so sure. To each of us, in his own land, the star appeared at the same time some weeks ago. As it happens, we are all of us students of the heavens. Isn't that right?
Yes, Majesty, we are.
So each of us set out individually to follow this star which appeared so strangely in the skies. And it brought us together, so that together we came seeking the newborn king of the Jews.
I see.
Of course, Majesty, we... are deeply grieved that we are here in your presence without suitable gifts. But we hadn't expected such a greeting from Herod himself.
But they tell me, wise men, that you did come bringing some gifts.
Those gifts for the newborn king. Those we couldn't disturb.
Could it all be a fancy of some kind? The star, the newborn king, how do you know?
We've asked ourselves that many times since we first met. In our journey.
And you've agreed on some answer? Surely men wise as you three are.
If there is any consolation in being wise, Majesty, it's that you know at some point knowledge must end. And where knowledge ends, there believing begins.
I see. So you'll search till you find him?
We must. We must worship him. We must lay our gifts before him.
Surely, I can do no less myself.
I, for one, don't understand.
Such a child born in my province. I should pay him honor, too. And I will. Wise men, do me a great favor.
If we can.
You can. It's a simple thing. When you find the child, come back to me. Let me know where he is, who his parents are. I want to worship him, too.
Majesty, we'll do it on our way back.
Good. This child shall receive such attention as was never paid to any child before. Believe me. Well, Asa, no need to fear now. And no need to search for the child either.
You've got news I haven't heard, Majesty.
No news, only cunning. The child will be found for me.
The three men?
The three wise men, yes.
Well, are you sure they know?
I'm convinced of it. A star. They follow a star.
Then maybe we should follow them.
No. Don't upset anything. Don't make them suspicious. They'll bring the child to me, or me to the child. Either way, I'll make short shrift of this king.
To intrude so late at night.
We must, Caspar.
This is the place, isn't it?
We've been to all the other inns. It's this inn, no doubt.
Who's there? No room, no room.
We've come seeking a child here.
Child? What is it with this child that so many come seeking him?
You mean there were others?
Shepherds came a few nights ago, just as you.
Did you hear, my friends? Others have sought him out, too. This is indeed the child. May we enter?
I told you there's no room.
We only want to see the child.
Then come in. It's this way. They're no longer in the stable. Come. This room here.
Yes. Who are these?
The child. Everyone wants to see the child.
Oh?
Mind you, I want no more disturbances. And when these friends of yours depart, you'll bolt the door after them. I need my sleep.
You three, you've come to see the child.
Yes, friend. Who are you?
My name is Joseph. A humble carpenter chosen for a duty I hope I'm worthy to fulfill.
The child. The mother.
In here, my friend, but softly, for he sleeps.
Yes, softly. The child. We must kneel, brothers.
Mary. Mary, they worship him.
Oh, Joseph.
And the mother.
We've sought you and the child a long time across desert waste and plains and mountains. We came seeking you. If I stare, my lady, forgive me, for such a face as yours I've never seen before.
And shall never see again. But the gifts, brothers.
Yes, the gifts. For the child, Joseph. We've brought him gifts. I lay mine at his feet. Gold.
Frankincense.
Myrrh.
Gifts. Mary, gifts for the child.
Joseph. Joseph.
Who calls? It's a voice I've heard before.
Joseph.
You. The angel. The angel. Why have you sought me out a second time? Have I failed?
Joseph, arise. And take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. and be thou there until I shall tell thee. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Destroy the child? No, no. We'll flee now in the dark of night. I've heard your word, and I will take the mother and child away from this place. And may the night be long and dark to cover our flight.
Hey, sir. Hey, sir!
Yes, Majesty?
There must have been some word of those three wise men.
Nothing yet, Majesty. I await reports every moment.
But they said they would return.
They did not return.
And no trace of them? Is Bethlehem so big a place that my own sentry can't find them there? Well,
they've escaped, I told you.
Quiet.
Yes, Majesty.
Ah, Hecup. You found them. Well?
Nothing, Majesty.
They couldn't have disappeared off the face of the earth.
They might as well have.
Surely someone must have seen them in Bethlehem.
No one last night, no one this morning. They may never have arrived in Bethlehem for all we know.
The priest said Bethlehem was the only place where the child could have been born.
But no one saw the three old men. Majesty.
Yes?
Majesty, would the people ever cooperate with you? Would they tell you if they did see?
You mean the three might have been there? Found the child and gone?
Why not? And who would tell Herod's sentry?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we shouldn't waste time with the three men.
You're right. The child. The old men can do me no harm. But the child. The newborn king.
Yes, Majesty. The king.
He must die.
He must be found first.
He must die.
Yes, but how can we? We must find him first.
You may be able to kill him without finding him. Did you ever think of that, Asa? Oh,
Majesty, please, we mustn't lose our heads.
You think I'm insane? You think I don't know what I'm talking about, you wretch?
No, no, yes. Majesty, of course not. But in one's excitement, one can say things.
Can one? Well, I happen to know what I said and what I mean. Even if we never find out which child it is. He shall still die in his cradle.
No, but Majesty...
You fool! Kill the one child I fear. I may have to kill them all.
Majesty!
Why do you stand there looking like that?
Well, the people would complain to Rome.
Let them!
No, but such brutality!
And what will Rome say? This Herod is a man of power and principle. He killed his own son, didn't he? Well, didn't I?
Majesty, please, others will hear.
Let them hear. You think it was ever a secret? They talk about me behind my back. I am king and I have no secrets. But I'm strong. So I have no fear. Every child.
Oh, but Majesty...
The child is newborn. And what does newborn mean? A day, a week, a month, a year... I won't be cheated by technicalities. I order it now that every child not yet 2 years old shall be considered newborn for the purpose of this action.
Every child up to 2 years old? Oh, that's more than a few.
I don't care if it's more than a great many. That's the order. You heard that, Ackab?
Yes, Majesty.
That's not all. We must be sure. I must be sure.
What else is there to think of, Majesty? Isn't it enough?
Wait, wait. Of course the child was born in Bethlehem. Does that mean it must still be there? Perhaps they've moved the child. I'm moving it even now.
Who would move a newborn child unless in great emergency?
I told you I won't be defeated by any technicalities. The prophet said Bethlehem. But maybe the prophecy is elastic. After all, it was made hundreds of years ago. We must be sure.
Bethlehem has been Bethlehem for hundreds of years.
Till I will be sure.
Asa is right, Majesty. Bethlehem is Bethlehem.
Bring me a campaign map. There on the table.
Yes, Majesty.
Child. Child. How could it be?
The map, Majesty.
Find me Bethlehem.
Here, Majesty.
Quickly. Something to make a mark. No, never mind. I'll do it this way.
Oh, Majesty, you destroy the map.
I know. There, Ackab. This part of the map you take with you. It is Bethlehem and every town around it. Search it all, just in case they try to escape me. Every child, everywhere, in towns or farmhouses or on the roads, wherever you find them. Hold out your hand.
Yes, Majesty.
I place this part of the map in your hand. Close your fist.
Yes, Majesty.
Now go. And don't return to me. Don't give back to me this piece of map until it becomes proof. Proof that every child up to 2 years of age in this whole area is dead. Whether found in a town, a field, or on the road.
Yes, Majesty.
How long can it take?
Oh, please, Majesty, calm yourself. The order is being carried out.
I know. But I can't seem to rest till I hear it from Ackab himself.
This is a day they won't forget.
Don't worry about them.
Majesty.
Well, Ackab?
Done, Majesty. Done.
Piece of map.
Here, Majesty. Here.
Good. Well done, Ackab. There'll be a reward for you. Ackab. Ackab, what is it? Speak!
Majesty, he... Ackab is not himself anymore.
Take the blithering fool out of here. Job is done. I wonder, just when, did that one child, that newborn king, die? It would be interesting to know that, eh, sir? And in any event, he's dead. Dead. And that's all that matters.
Ah, Mary, it's been a long night. Judea is almost behind us now. Once our people fled from Egypt. Now we flee there for safety. Over the same road, through the same desert of Sinai. Even past the mount where the Ten Commandments were handed down. We follow the voice of the angel now, as we did before. All will be well for you, Mary, and for the child. Oh!
Joseph?
We must stop here for a moment, Mary. Our land. This is the last we shall see of it for a long time. Dark and peaceful seems the land of Israel now. But beneath the darkness, turmoil and strife and suffering. I don't like to leave Israel to its agony. But one day, Mary, the word of the angel shall come to us again. And then we shall return. We shall return, Mary, to Israel, land of our forefathers. And the child shall be with us.
Next week on this same network at this time, we'll present Our Father, Which Art in Heaven. Another episode in the greatest story ever told, from the greatest life ever lived.